Former City Health Commissioner Dr. Peter Billinson, whose company, Evergreen Health, offers policies on the exchange, says the technical problems are so severe they cannot be fixed quickly, especially with a December 23rd deadline to apply for policies taking effect in the new year.
So what I believe they need to do, and I know they're thinking about doing so, is to develop a workaround so that navigators or brokers will be able to directly enroll people in these plans without going through the exchange, which is still significantly problematic.
Bielenson did praise Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown for ordering the state's IT secretary, Isabel Fitzgerald, to oversee fixing the website, but he hopes she's given the broad authority to fix the problems. Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.